Electronics Weekly, Synopsys Cloud SOAK, T processors and more. Analog Devices Wideband GaN Amplifier. Analog Devices has introduced the HMC8205 Wideband Gallium Nitride, GaN, power amplifier. Covering the 300 MHz to 6 GHz spectrum, the HMC8205 is well suited for system designers of applications that require pulse or continuous wave, CW, support. The HMC8205 combines DC feed/RF bias choke, DC blocking capacitors and driver stage on a single design, while delivering 35 watts with up to 44% power added efficiency across an instantaneous bandwidth. The amplifier also operates both pulse and CW. For information regarding pricing and availability, visit Analog Devices website. Maxim Dual I/O Link Master Transceiver. Maxim has released the MAX14819 Dual Channel, I/O Link Master Transceiver. The architecture of the MAX14819 dissipates 50% less heat compared to previous models and is compatible in all modes for I/O Link and CO compliance. L+ supply controllers with settable current limiting and reverse voltage/current protection can help ensure communications with low power consumption. With one microcontroller, the integrated framer/universal asynchronous receiver transmitter, UART, provides a scalable architecture while enabling cycle times of up to 400 microseconds, with reduced latency. The MAX14819 is available in a 48-pin, 7mm by 7mm, TQFN package and operates over the 40C to plus 125C temperature range. Applications include I/O Link Master Systems and I/O Link Gateways. For more information, visit Maxim's website. Microsemi upgrades time provider Grandmaster Clock. Microsemi has announced that the hardware on its time provider 5000 IEEE 1588 Precision Time Protocol, PTP, Grandmaster Clock has been updated to support Internet Protocol version 6, IPv6, and Multi-Global Navigation Satellite System, GNSS, constellations to ensure better reception and higher security in a wide variety of telecommunications network applications. The Time Provider 5000 is a carrier-grade Grandmaster Clock with a Network Time Protocol, NTP, server option and expansion shelf capabilities that include SINs and advanced PTP profiles. It is designed to enable circuit-to-packet network migration for high-speed data services and wireless backhaul, and to deliver 3G, 4G LTE, LTE-A and 5G wireless services. In addition to its time provider family, Microsemi also offers a IEEE 1588 and SINs network synchronization silicon tools providing time stamping, ultra-low jitter, for up to 100 GPHYs, and IEEE 1588 protocol support, including the E2T telecom profile for frequency and phase. Detailed schematics are available on Microsemi's website. Synopsys Cloud Computing SOAK. Synopsys has announced the availability of its Designware C6 IP system on a chip, SOAK, consisting of controller, PHY and verification IP. The SOAK delivers data transfer speeds up to 25 gigabits per second and supports cache coherency for high-performance cloud computing applications. The Cache Coherent Interconnect for Accelerators, CCIX, standard allows accelerators and processors to access shared memory in a heterogeneous multiprocessor system for lower latency. In addition, C6 leverages the PCI Express 4.0 line rates with extended speed modes to accelerate throughput up to 25 gigabits per second for applications such as machine learning, network processing and storage offload. The RAS features in the Designware C6 controller offer data protection and integrity in the data path and read access memory, RAM. In addition, debug capabilities, error injection and statistics monitoring give visibility into components such as link training and status state machine and PHY equalization process for a more comprehensive system testing. For more information, visit Synopsys website. T Multiprotocol Communication Processor. Texas Instruments, T, has introduced the Sitara AMIC 110 SOAK. The AMIC 110 is a multi-protocol industrial communication processor that supports more than 10 industrial Ethernet and field bus communication standards. The device utilizes T's unified software platform, processor SDK, and the programmability of T's industrial communications subsystem, PRUICSS, for industrial communication support in factory automation and control applications. The AMIC 110 also helps developers convert existing non-network designs, such as motor drives, to networked systems by adding industrial Ethernet. Unlike application-specific integrated circuits, ASICs, which may only support a single industrial Ethernet standard, AMIC-110's programmable real-time unit supports many different protocols including EtherCAT, PROFINET, Ethernet IP, PROFIBUS Master and Slave, HSR, PRP, PowerLink, Circos 3, and CANopen. The AMIC-110's planned rollout schedule can be found on T's website. Miss last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.